And your roles and your long history with KABU.
Long history at KABU. My name is Lisa Loving. I'm the evening news director. No, wait, you knew that. You know what? Next year, I celebrate 40 years as a journalist. Ever since I was literally as a kid, I've been a journalist for print specifically. When I was 14 is when I first started doing journalism for print. But I have been a KABU volunteer since 1990, right? So that's 26 years right there. So I've worked in newspaper journalism, magazine journalism, and also radio. Television's too complicated, and I don't do TV, right? But what I do here is I basically run a gigantic network of everyday people who come in and learn citizen journalism skills. And I like to see myself as just gluing wings on other people's ideas, right? There's so many people, all kinds of people that come in all the time, and everyone's coming from a different place. There's cab drivers, there's people that work at bakeries, there's people that work in the service industry, there's retirees, and I feel like we had a banker one time. So it's actually pretty exciting in a lot of ways. I feel very lucky to have this job.
So you've just kind of alluded to it. Looking at both sides of the same coin, what are the challenges and also the real opportunities to having an organization that is really volunteer driven?
I'll tell you right now, I'll start with the challenges. The challenges are that our entire news broadcast is run with people such as yourselves, volunteers, really incredibly intelligent people who are motivated and even passionate about community news, what's going on. And that what's difficult about it is that there's so many people who come in and they work really hard, and then they get called to their job at the restaurant, right? Or, had to do a graveyard shift and driving the cab. I remember someone who worked at Costco and their hours were very irregular. It was a source of great frustration for them. For myself, I feel like I admire the people who have the courage to come into the newsroom and learn how to write on deadline and even talk in a hot microphone. I have so much respect for the volunteers in the newsroom because they bring the wisdom of everyday people. You know, a lot of times we think that you have to be an academic. If you must have written a book to be an expert on something. But that's actually not true. Everyday people, all of us have wisdom about life and what we see around us in our communities. And to me, the beauty of having citizen journalists that populate the newsroom is that everybody's in a different bubble. Everybody brings a different set of eyes to everything we cover. And that's actually probably my favorite part of the whole thing.
So how would you define a citizen journalist? Is it just somebody who has no formal training, or somebody who does this in addition to another profession, or what?
That's a really controversial thing you just asked, and I'm going to answer it in a very controversial way. Okay, to me, citizen journalism is people, everyday people, who gather information, take it in, put it in some kind of format or analysis, and then give it back to the community so that the community can learn things about what's going on, sometimes even about their own selves. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a community doesn't see themselves until it's reflected by someone else. What is not journalism are people like, I'm going to say, the Andrew Breitbart website, or what locally we have a site that's called Daylight Disinfectant, where you have people who take their cell phones and they go out and harass people in public with them, trying to shame them or make them uncomfortable. And then they vomit that up on the internet and they call it journalism, right? There was even a local activist who was I'm going to say something very controversial right now. There's a local activist that was arrested at Standing Rock. She's from Portland. This was actually on Democracy Now. I'm not going to name any names. I'm telling you, this is not a journalist. This person's not a journalist because she actually does the same thing that the Daylight Disinfectant people do. She shoves her camera in the face of people that she feels like are bigwigs and harasses them, and then puts it on the internet, or in this case, on Facebook, okay? So to me, the difference between a citizen journalist and someone who just uses their phone to harass someone or bully them is information. If you're a journalist, you're a master of who, what, when, where, how, why, and so what. Okay. And I don't know if I'm making this clear or not, but just using your cell phone to harass someone, that's not journalism. If you're a journalist, you're rooted. You might not get paid. You may have never been paid, but you're telling the stories of the people around you, and you're doing it in a way to build something. So I'm leaving it there, but you can ask more questions.
Well, I will. So
I'm sure you will.
This is something you feel strongly about.
It really
obviously.
Is, actually.
How then do you think KBOO can best operate to train future generations of citizen journalists? And what does the training look like here that fosters proper citizen journalism?
We have an array of classes that we offer every month. Because it's the membership drive, we haven't done that this month because the back room is taken up by our fabulous membership party, which is so fun. Like, it is. I love the membership drive, but I digress. So we have classes at KBOO in how to interview. We have classes in basic news writing for radio. We have an introduction to the PM News Department that is basically a pocket training in citizen journalism. This is why journalism matters. This is where it should be taking place, and this is where you can go do it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that it's possible to bring all kinds of people into KBOO and give people tools to tell the stories of our communities, frankly. And the thing that's really cool about KBOO is that we have a platform to load those stories up, right? So, I mean, I'm struck by the work that you, Brian, and Aaron do as anchors on this news broadcast, right? Because we've been bringing in live guests, and you are, you know, they're almost all rooted activist people or local people that are trying to make a difference in the community. And you are able to sit here because you have anchored so long, you have a body of knowledge about many issues. And so when, say, for example, Austin comes in from Portland Tenants United, you're able to draw from quite a pile of knowledge to ask him questions to bring out the story of Portland Tenants United. Why are you doing this? What do you want to happen? You know, why is it important, and how can people get involved? You understand what I'm saying? That's what we do. And people who are listening right now, you do not have to be a fancy person. You do not have to even own a computer. One of my favorite volunteers is Al. He's a chef. He comes here after his chef shift. And sometimes he brings macaroni and cheese. So I'm not saying that I'm a food-oriented person. Yes, I am. But part of what we do is we're an information factory, but we also have fun because we have to.
Well, so it's interesting what you're discussing there with relations to getting training citizen journalists to tell the story of what's actually going on. I think it's important that we make people aware that journalism does not always mean that it has to be as perfectly objective as possible. That you can come to it with a point of view. You can come to it with a story to tell, but it's all in the manner that you're delivering it that makes all the difference in the world.
I have to say this. Sometimes I think that KBOO's evening news department is, you can get a journalism training without losing $50,000 going to journalism school, okay? So in journalism school, one of the first things you learn is that objectivity is a myth. We all have an opinion. So our standards are fairness and accuracy, real fairness and real accuracy. That I just have to put that out. And sometimes, you know, so many people come through the trainings, not everybody ends up becoming a reporter. So I like to believe that it's also kind of a critical analysis class. You understand what I'm saying? Teaching people how to think critically and getting them to love our radio station, because everyone who comes in here does.
So for those out there in the listening community who might be interested in getting some training or getting involved, where can they go?
I'm going to give you my email address, but there's also a place on the website too. So if you're interested in citizen journalism, really at KBOO, the one thing you really need to do is start out by sitting through the volunteer orientation. You need to come to the station and go through the volunteer orientation. It's 2 hours long. It's usually in an evening, and it's never on the same day. So you can call the front desk and find out when it is. You don't sign up. You just show up. Okay. So you come for that volunteer training, and then in the hallway, you'll see see all these wonderful sign-up sheets for the super fun trainings. The trainings are such a gas. There's audio production, there's writing, there's field recording, social media, all these things, and you can sign your name on them. So really, you start by going to the volunteer orientation.
And all of those volunteer orientations are brought to us by the time and money donated by our membership out there. In case people had not realized, we are in the midst of our membership drive currently. Is there anything about the membership drive that folks ought to know about?
Let me backpedal a little, because I think I forgot to actually give that contact information. I'm news director at KBOO.org. If you have questions about the news or how to volunteer, email me. And you could, of course, can also call the station. But the interesting thing about the membership drive is that, you know, we other places have a public radio stations have a membership drive that they use to pay, you know, a CEO that is paid more than $500,000 a year, or glass and fern, you know, furniture and super fancy equipment. But when you do make a contribution to KBOO, actually our equipment is modest. You should see the carpet. Don't look at the carpet.
Don't look at the carpet.
But really, it's all about basically investing in a very modest staff that coordinates all of these. I forgot to mention, the trainings are free. Right. So, and really, you don't have to promise to go to Washington, D.C. and break into the Washington Post or anything like that. People are free to come here, go through the trainings and learn something and come up with a big idea. And that's really what we love to see. That's the most important thing. Big ideas.
All right. Well, I think we are just about out of time. But briefly, do you want to say anything about board election ballots?
Board election ballots are awesome. I just want to plant the seed in people's minds that even so, as you're becoming a member of KBOO, even now and tomorrow, and the drive ends on a Saturday, on Sunday, right, is our annual meeting. And so people have been voting for new members of our board of directors. As a KBOO member, you actually get to elect our board of directors, right? So if you're joining, if you're calling that number that my brothers are going to give you in a minute, you should consider coming to our annual meeting on Sunday, because you can actually cast your ballot in person if you do that. Wonderful other volunteers helping to run this station. We're so grassrooty. It's wild.
It is. This Sunday, correct?
Correct.
2 to 5 p.m.?
Yes.
Right here at the station.
Right on.
All right. Let's see. What else do we have going on? Oh, we also, at the Portland State University, Native Student Union, and the Community Center at 710 Southwest Jackson Street here in Portland, we've got United We Stand. We also have United We Stand up tomorrow night at the Clinton Street Theater. The doors will be opening at 6:30 and at 7. Do you have anything else to add about those?
I don't.
All right. Fundraisers for the station, I believe.
And they're all awesome. And you can find out more about it on our website, kboo.fm. Look at the top of the homepage where there's blocky ads. Click on those. You'll find out more.
Excellent. Well, Lisa, yeah, we are almost entirely out of time. And it makes me sad, because there are so many other things to ask you about, many of them related to mimes and jugglers and things of that nature.
It's true, I'm a clown wife.
Oh yeah.
There are rubber chickens in the newsroom. There are.
We will press you on those issues at a later time. But for now, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you so much for sharing your opinions regarding citizen journalism. It is inspiring to the two of us, and hopefully to other people out there listening who might want to get involved.
Yeah, and why don't you want to give your email one more time?
newsdirector@kboo.org. And think big, people. Think big.
That's right. Think big. And if you're able to, give big as well. We're going to go back right now to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon, KBOO.
So we've got just a little bit of time left. So the first thing, I'm going to let you ring the bell, because I think you've earned it.
All right, I'm going to ring the bell.
Ring
this
the bell, Conch.
This is you. I've been keeping this from you, but this little note that
I looked at
me,
it.
You sneaked a look. So we're going to thank a couple of people who have called in at 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, or gone online at kboo.fm. We want to thank Cat Meow. K-A-T Meow from Southeast Portland.
You are the cat's meow. Meow.
And Shoshana from Northeast Portland is a new member.
Hooray!
Shoshana.
We are a humble people here. We're a humble station. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm actually kind of holding my microphone at the base because it just keeps slipping down. Our equipment here is definitely old school. I don't know. Somebody said something about having like a fern something massage table
between two
chair.
Ferns.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. We are definitely, we are an operation that focuses on volunteer power and people power and spirit. Yeah, we don't. We are not a fancy, fancy station like, you know, Netflix. Like, are they even a station?
I want to say Mixed that if metaphor. Anybody has been waiting, if anybody is waiting, is like, I want to save the day. I want to be, you know, the person in the home stretch call. This is the home stretch. We've got just a couple days left in the drive. I think it ends on Saturday. So this really is exactly right now the time to call 877-500-5266 877-500-KBOO. We're most of the way to our goal of $120,000, but we need a lot more people to become members to make it happen.
We want you to call in right now, and we've got volunteers here who are waiting to tell you how you can do that, what you can do to contribute to the station. And it doesn't stop with the pledge drive. This is the hard part. This is the part where we're asking you to look in your wallets and basically give us some money. But after that, you can come on down here, and we want you to contribute your energy. If you've got a show that you want to do, a comedy show, a music show, a news program, come on down. We will literally teach you how to do this stuff and then set you loose at the board so that you can do it. You've got a passion, something that you're interested in. This is the place to do it. This is KBOO-FM Community Radio for the people, by the people. I'm going to give you that number one more time because I'm getting the look from the new person who's just kind of, he's looking at me, shaking his head. He's like, all right. We got to get this show on the road. So what is that number? Last but not least, Mr. Conch.
877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266.
All right.
It is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland.